Good morning. I hope everyone is having a wonderful morning. This is Wednesday. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we should all rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. So I want to say to everybody, good morning. And wherever town you are, wherever location you're from, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you listen to it, I want to say welcome to Royal Wednesdays. Again, I am Angel Williams. And some people call me Rev, some people call me Elder, some people call me Minister, some people call me Doc. At the end of the day, I am just a vessel of God working. Amen. So I want to go over this. And I want to actually, I'm reading out of the, it's called the New American Bible. Right? So this is a different translation. So I'm going out of Exodus 20. And I want to read, let me see the actual scripture at hand. So let me read this. So chapter 20 of Exodus. And I'm going to stay, put this right here. I'm going to read number 1 through maybe 10. Okay. So it says, then God spoke all these words saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other God before me. This is the Ten Commandments now. That's the first one. The second one says, you shall not make for yourself an idol or any likeness of what it is in heaven above or on earth beneath or in the water under the earth. So I'll let you know some more stuff, right? All right. So number 5 says, you shall not worship them or serve them, for I am your Lord, your God. I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers on the children, on the third and on the fourth generation of those who hate me. Number 6 says, but showing loving kindness to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. Then number 7 says, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. For the Lord will not leave him unpunished who takes his name in vain. Okay, I'm turning the page. All right, so it says, number 8 says, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Number 9 says, the 6th day you shall labor and do all your work. 10 says, but the 7th day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, you or your sons or your daughters, your male or your female servant or your cattle or your sojourner who stays with you. Okay, so on this scripture here, this is a different Bible, so they kind of like change some stuff up. But what I want y'all to know, in the Old Testament, right, it tells you that you shall not murder. So we have some good questions on today, okay? I'm going to stop there, but this is the American Bible. All right, so the first question was asked to me. They passed the law of people having abortions, and they passed so they cannot have abortions anymore. So you have other countries that are still doing abortions. Now, they asked me this. They said, how do you feel about that? And what I'm going to say is this. God tells us not to murder. God tells us to love. I can sympathize with different women that either been raped, been molested. But if you're a person, you know, and I'm not saying this because you've been raped or you've been molested or, you know, you're in an abusive relationship and you get pregnant, that the baby still should die. At the end of the day, the baby is part of you. I understand how you got the baby, and I'm hurtful for the people that have been raped or molested or taken advantage of or in an abusive relationship, but that still doesn't make it right to kill the baby. It's still murder. Now, I understand, and, you know, some people, we've been kind of going back and forth about, you know, no man can tell you what to do with your body. That is completely true. But also, this country is supposed to be a godly country. So if USA is supposed to be a godly country, you're supposed to be following by God's will, regardless of what your religion is. Because it's not about religion, it's about relationship with God. But people get it twisted a lot where they think it's all about religion. But we're gonna stay on the topic at hand. So I don't agree with abortions. I'm happy they passed the law. I hear about the agenda that they said that they're trying to make sure more white folks are having their babies instead of planning them. They have abortions in everywhere. Okay, it's not just whites that's having abortions. It's blacks having abortions. Abortions are, the comments on what they say when they have an abortion is more like, you know, I already have kids and I don't need no more. To me, that's not an excuse, because you lay down to make the baby. Well, I'm not ready for a family just yet. You know, I don't have the funds to take care of the baby. Well, adopt the child. If somebody would be willing to love that child. But committing murder is, I just don't agree with it. And that's just my, you know, opinion. And I don't hate nobody if they got an abortion. Don't get me wrong. I don't hate you. You know, God is able to forgive you for that if you already have done it before. I haven't done it. I'm not passing judgment, but it's still murder. And I need people to understand that it's murder. Okay. You got to have self-control. If you're going to be out here having sex, then you need to take birth control pills. You need to do the right measures to keep yourself from not getting pregnant. But the best way of not getting pregnant is not having sex. That's the best way to not get pregnant. But people don't want to stop having sex. They want to do what they want to do, and you think there's no consequences behind it. It is. So that means stop having sex, so you won't have to have no abortions. But people are doing things in the closet, and you go to the abortion clinic to cover it up. But your sins, if you don't repent for your sin, it's going to find you. You know, everybody have repercussions for their sin, and that's what people have to understand. So I do, you know, agree with nobody can tell you what to do with your body, but ain't nobody can make no free service for you either. And what people have to know, the history of abortions was really created for black women to stop having babies. Okay, it was a Ku Klux Klan lady that created abortions. It was a family, Ku Klux Klan family, that started abortions. It wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why you can't do things to people and expect it not to go wrong. It's wrong. Murder is murder. If somebody right now would God forbid, but if they attack a pregnant woman right now and she's pregnant with twins or pregnant with triplets or pregnant with one baby, they will be charged with murder. And it'll be like two murders, depending on how many kids she got. If it's triplet, they'll be charged with a 4-count murder. They're not going to be charged for one person just because the baby is not here yet. No, you'll be charged for 2 or 3 or 4. Multiple. You will be charged if you attack a pregnant woman. And this has been happening. It happened before. Okay, so real talk, we got to do right. You know, we got to do right. And people getting mad, but no, you got to do right. Right is right. Wrong is wrong. And I can care less about how you feel, but hey, stop having sex if you don't want to get pregnant. Point blank, period. Do what you're supposed to do. Let's live right. Get your husband and you can have all the sex you want to have. When you want to have it, how you want to have it. If you get pregnant, y'all both can take care of it. Point blank, period. All right. So my second question, when it comes down to courting, courting, some people call it dating. Should the man approach the woman first, or should the woman approach the man? In my opinion, I will say the man supposed to approach the woman. Now, women, is nothing wrong with if somebody you like, you speak to them. You can speak to them. You can start a conversation. You know, it's nothing wrong with getting to know people. This started out as a friendly conversation. You don't have to go and be like, well, hey, I think you look good. You know, you're really a nice, handsome guy. You smell good. You know, you want to go to lunch sometimes, something like that. No. Like, no, ma'am. The man should say, hi, you know, so-and-so, would you like to go to lunch or something? It's a difference if a friend and y'all go to lunch and something like that. That's something simple. But we talking about somebody that you really like and you're into. Allow that man to approach you to say he want to go to lunch. You know, now it's nothing wrong with say it to a person, you know, you want to get a bite to eat one day or whatever. There's nothing wrong with saying that, but just be cautious of how you carry yourself, because we ladies, we supposed to be elegant. We supposed to allow the man to find us. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't keep ourselves together, keep ourselves looking good, keep ourselves smelling good, keep ourselves presentable. I'm not saying not to do that. But what I am saying is we got to be women. Okay, not as in, if we're going to be women, we got to be women, respectable women, okay, and understand that it's not going to always be easy, but we got to be respectable for ourselves, because you don't want to get labeled by a man, because that's not a good look, okay, it's not, definitely, because men will label us, and we can't get the label off of us, so we don't need no labels, okay, all right. So I agree that a man should approach a woman. He definitely should approach a woman. I don't care what nobody say. You have to approach the woman first. Okay, be a man. All right. All right. So the third question is here. When it comes down to forgivingness, how were you able to forgive? So when it comes down to forgiveness, how are you able to forgive someone that actually truly hurt you? You know, I'm going to tell you this. It wasn't easy. It wasn't an overnight type of thing. When you're going through a pain and you're going through a situation that really broke your heart, you have to take some time to reflect on the hurt. You kind of have to go through the stages of grief, go through the stages of hurt, go through the stages of being angry, go through the stages of fussing. And then once you go through your little stages and getting all that out, I'm going to be honest with you. You definitely have to say, God, please help lift this pain up off of me. Lord, help me with this situation. Help me to let this go. Please, God, help me to let this go. Sometimes you're able to get closure from a situation, and then sometimes you're not able to get closure from a situation, but you have to give. And just like the Bible say, cast your cares on God. That means allow him to carry your burdens, allow him to carry your pain, allow him to carry your heartache, allow God to carry that, allow him to take that up off of you, and he will. With me, I had to learn to let it go. Once I was able to pray about it, talk to God, and able to let the pain go, basically giving God that heartache. Now, not saying I didn't cry, not saying I didn't write in my poem, write in my diary, you know, not saying that I didn't listen to some music to kind of make me feel better, but I listened to music, I sat by water, I read my Bible, I talked to God, and I kind of got my mind off of the situation where I was able to tell God, I forgive this person for hurting me, but God, I do ask that you deal with them and show them their ways so they can do right. To do right for the next person they meet, you know. I don't wish anything bad on anybody, but when it comes down to heartbreak or a friendship or anything like that, it does hurt when somebody crosses you or do you wrong or talk about you or anything. It does hurt you, and you have to learn how to say, you know, this hurt me. I'm human, but God, this really, really hurt me, and I need for you to help me with this situation. God, please just lift this pain up off of my heart, because it does hurt. And sometimes you'll still think about it after you done forgave that person, but you're getting over it where you're able to talk about it and you don't tear up. You're able to talk about it and share it with someone else that going through the same situation. You'll be able to encourage them. So definitely find your scripture, you know, that feels you. You know, Psalms 23 is a beautiful scripture. It says, the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. Right there, God is letting you know, baby, I'm here for you. Don't worry about that. I got you. Allow me to fulfill you with the Holy Spirit. Allow me to refresh your oil. Give you some pour and some new oil. Drain you of the old and pour in some new. Allow God to be God to you. Allow God to fill your heart with joy and fill your heart with love. Allow God to be that source that you need. So definitely, I want to encourage anybody, if you're going through an issue with forgiving a person, you have to understand that you're not forgiving them for you. You're forgiving them for you. Okay, When you're holding grudges and you're holding pain in, all it does is corrupt your body, and eventually you start having health problems. So definitely learn to let go of the things of the world, because there's nothing but the enemy that can keep you from not forgiving, you know, keeping you from not, that's bondage. When you have unforgiveness in your heart, you know, it's bondage. It'll keep you hostage. And keep you hostage, and it keeps you hindered from your blessings. You know, God has things for us to do, and we have to know how to let things go. You have to learn how to do things for you. And one thing I will tell you, I had a coworker that we were very close. We was in the office together, and I had left the job, and I told him, I said, you know, I had to leave. I'm tired of this semi-racism. I'm tired of this favoritism. I'm tired of this. And he said, Angel, you know, I understand. He said, I truly understand, but I promise you, you're going to be missed. And I said, likewise. And when I left, you know, I found out that he lost his oldest son. And it hurt me so bad to my heart. And I said, oh no, I got to go there. I said, that's like my brother. I got to support him. And I tell people, like, you had some people that, I instantly thought to myself, I said, you know, regardless of the job itself, I felt like they should have, the whole department should have came. And it was only one other person that was there. And I understand they said they didn't want a lot of people there, but when we see somebody like a brother, we see somebody like a family member, I don't care if I had to stand outside and couldn't go in. I'm at least nod my head at him to let him know I've been there. I'm going to bring a card and let him know that I love you and I'm here for you. You know, people don't understand how far that goes. You know, show people love, show people support, you know, and it really kind of put a bad taste in my mouth for my old job. I'm like, y'all, you telling me y'all couldn't come? You know, really? You know, but it's just... And that right there, I was like, Lord, take that away from me. Don't let me be, you know, be sour, because I wanted to be sour right about now. I was going to write them a letter so y'all know what y'all some so-and-so, so-and-so. And God said, don't you do it. Don't you do it. Angel, all right. I was like, all right, God, all right. I'm going to be sweet. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, everybody doesn't have the same heart as you. And you have to understand that everybody don't have a heart like we have, you know, and a heart of love, a heart of want to help people, want to support people, want to, you know, lift the pain. You know, God tell us to carry each other burdens. So when we carry each other burdens, we give that burden to God. So you helping that person get rid of the hurt and the pain, even though you can't, certain pain, it hurt now, you know, and you're going to think about it and stuff like that. But God is there to allow your days to be better, you know. As the days go on, it get easier to cope with versus the first day when you find out it happened, you know, versus now. It's just different. But my father was dead for 12 years now, and sometimes I may cry like it just happened. It may just hit me, and sometimes it happened, but it's okay. It's okay to cry. You are human. Okay, you're human. But as long as you do what you're supposed to do, you will see that person again. Especially if they made it to where God is. You will see that person again. But you want to strive to please God, and so you can see your loved ones again. If the ones that's going to be there. You know, everybody didn't go to heaven. A lot of people always say, oh, they went there. No, everybody ain't going to heaven now. That's just the truth. But, you know. Not, you know, trying to be funny or nothing, but that's the truth. But other than that, you know, this is all the questions I have for today. But y'all, if y'all have questions, you know, make sure you send me an email, send me a text message, you know, send me a message on my social media, stuff like that. You know, I'm on TikTok as well. That's Highly Blessed Angel, just like my Facebook name. So I have a lot of information on TikTok. I'm also on YouTube under my ministry name and my Facebook name. So definitely, you know, like and share my videos. And I pray that everybody having a blessed 4th of July. I know that's coming up soon. So definitely enjoy your holiday weekend. Be safe. And don't be trying to do all this shopping now. Be safe. Keep yourself, be safe, okay? I love you. God bless you, and y'all have a great day.